Okay, today's daf is Bava Metzia Daf Gimel. Today's shiur is sponsored by the Schwartz family in honor of their new son Yitzhak and their children Tzvi and Shena. And today we should also learn the Zecha Nishmas, all the Chayalim, all the soldiers of Tzvah Hagana Yisrael. Today's Yom HaZikaron. We should have them in mind in our thoughts, in our prayers, and in our learning. We were discussing the first Mishnah of Maseches Bava Metzia. We're trying to figure out whether the Mishnah who said Shnayim Ofsim Metalon Zemer Shekula Shli Zemer Kula Shli Zemer Nimetz Asiya Zemer, or the other way around, it's Yachoku. So we're thinking to say that maybe this Mishnah is not like the Shita of Sumchus, because the Shita of Sumchus was that Mamon Hamutal the Sufek is your Cholek without a Shvua. So we said it's okay. So now we gave an answer and said that the difference is we could say that our case is like Sumchus. Why? Because we said, "Afilu tamer sumchus dechi amar sumchus shema v'shema." Sumchus is the only one in shema v'shema, but bari, like in our case where they're both bari that belong to them, sumchus didn't say his din. So the Gemara asks, "Ulurava bar Rabbuna, according to Rabbi Rabbuna, who says the amar sumchus afilu bari v'bari, that even if both claimants are making a vadai claim, right, that the machzik is towards that the para, that case of the para, the case that sumchus is where someone was a shor's nogeich a para, and we found a dead uber next to it. So when was the uber born? Uber was born before, then the Nachkan is not Chayev. The Uber was born afterwards, meaning it died due to the strike, due to being hit, then the Nachkan is Chayev for that as well. So that's the case. So we're saying that case even involves if it's Bari Bari. So according to Rabbi Rav Huna, Ma'ikla Meimer, how are we Metaritz our Mishnah with the Sheet of Sumchus? Our Mishnah seems to be saying that even if they're towing Bari, we're Chokin with Shua. And Sumchus, according to the Sheet, you say you're Chokin without Shua. So we say afilu tamer sumchus. You can say that our Mishnah goes like sumchus ki amar sumchus. When does sumchus say that mamon amotah basafik is chokin? That's specifically in the case of heicha deika drar de mamona. Only if there's drar de mamona. Machlokas Rashi tells us what drar de mamona is. Rashi says drar de mamona means that there's going to be a vaday a hefseg mamon for one of them. If you potter one, the other one's vaday going to lose money because in the case of the shor shenagas hapara, if we decide one way or the other, one of them is definitely going to lose the money. But over here, in our case, where there is no chisaron mamon, because it's a metziah of a talis, if we give it to one over the other, the guy doesn't lose anything. But I don't understand how that works in the other case, because you're the case of selling, right? So that you lose one, you know, I bought it or I bought it. Both of them gave the money, we said, so that's why I think... Get the money back from whom? Okay. Oh, so there's no loss. Then Sumchus doesn't say the din of Yachloku. Then Sumchus is also going to say that there's more than Yachloku b'shvua. That's how Rashi learns Dror Demomolo. Tosos, as we mentioned a few times in Bava Kama, Tosos, in the short Tosos, Hechad Ika Dror Demomolo, and the Ritva expands on it. He's basically Perisha below time will say Yishafik Lebezdin. Even without them coming to make the claim, we would have a suffix. It's the third toxis from the bottom. Heichad deikad drar de mamona. Peir shebelo time oseim yesh suffix lebezdin. The yesh leechad tviya achaveir below to anosam. We don't even need their tainas. We have no idea. There's an inherent suffix over here. We have no idea as to what happened. He going b'shor shenagach hasapara. So it seems to be like it's a drar de mamona is like it's a question of more like a question of fact as opposed to a question of law, right? We don't know what happened here. Right, but to the case by Shor Shnagas Aparu, Machta Paru B'Chamor, Achrei Shasafik Nolan Me'atzmo Dinhu Sheyachloku Afilu Below Shvua. So only in that case where it's inherent suffik, right, without their claims, that's where Sumchus says Yecholik without a Shvua. But our case where there is no Drar D'Mamona, I mean, if it wasn't for their, we only have a suffik because of their claim, right? Because each one's claiming it's mine. That we say you can be cholik, you have to be cholik with a Shvua. So the Gemara says, wait a second, if that's the case, the lav kava chomeru, if Sumcha says that you're cholik with a shvua, with where there's drar de mamona, so it should be a kava chomel, you should be cholik in our case with a shvua also. The lav kava chomeru, hasam, by the case of shor shenagas hapara, where we say yachloku with av shvua, that's where the ika drar de mamona lamar, the ika drar de mamona lamar, each one has could possibly have a hefseid mamon. So we see here that the stakes are higher. We learn according to Rashi, each one has a hefseid mamon. So the stakes are higher because it's really possible that one or the other is gonna lose it. Vadai, somebody's gonna be losing something, right? The ikul meimar, because you can say And also in the case, you can say kul lamar, ikul neimer kul lamar, you can say it belongs to one completely, and someone's going to lose, there, amar sumchus mamon amut lamasot, echokim bel shvua. But hacha adalekat rara de mamona, but in our case where it's not certain that there's going to be a loss of money, because maybe one guy came afterwards and grabbed it. Right? If we post haskin that we're choking without a shvua, that's not valid that we're going to cause a chisaron, because the ikul neimer de tarvayihi. Maybe both of them picked it up at the same time. We repeat that over and over again. Maybe both of them picked it up at the same time. So that if we say we're vada, you have to be yucholik without, where there's vada drudge of mamona, yucholik without a shvua. So when there's no drudge of mamona, well, kosher came that you should be cholik without a shvua because the stakes aren't as high. Why you need a shvua in the lower stakes? So Gemara says, afilu tamu sumchus. No, you can say our mishnah is like sumchus, right? And shvua zomid rabbanan. The shvua that we take in our mishnah, really, you don't have to take a shvua. It's mamna hamutal basafik, you're choking without a shvua. But in our case, sumchus agrees you take a shvua, because this is a shvua mid rabbanan. Kidder Rabbi Yochanan, like Rabbi Yochanan. It's explained, Amr Rabbi Yochanan, shvua zo takanas chachamim hi. The shvua in our mishnah is a takanas chachamim. In order, why? Shalu yeh kol echav echad holos basokit, but halisa shachavei, roma shalihi. So I don't walk over to hey, say, it's a nice shirt, I grab it, and we start screaming, it's mine. We don't want that. People are afraid of shvuos. It seems throughout Shas that the concept of taking the shvuah was very scary. People did not take shvuahs. We're going to see a little bit today, and more so I think on Thursday, that even if you, or maybe it's tomorrow, if you're chashed on mamona, even if you're chashed, this guy's not truthful when it comes to money, there are shittas that say that he's not chashed for taking a false shvuah. Shvuah is a very serious matter. So, even a shvuah derabbanan. So by enforcing the shvuah derabbanan, we are preventing, or we're trying to persuade people not to walk up to other people's stuff and grab it, and then start saying shali shali shali, because you're gonna have to swear to it. So I thought that this entire, is this saying that only according to Simchas is the shvuah derabbanan, but according to everybody else is shvuah deraisa? Because there are only three shvuahs deraisa. This isn't one of them. I think maybe it's just being megal to us. You know what? So don't worry about Simchas, because this whole shvuah is a shvuah derabbanan, and therefore Simchas fits in. Okay, that is that. Okay, this is one of those dapim that you can spend mamish. I can't believe I said that. You can spend, in reality, you can spend 8-9 hours, you know, for 3-4 weeks on it, not just one day. It's famous, the Gemara, the Daf Gimel. It's very, very chock full. Okay, fine. So the next case. Now we're going to try to say that our Mishnah doesn't go like the Shita Rabbi Yossi. So what's the Shita Rabbi Yossi? So let's read Rashi, it'll explain us the case. It's the Rashi in the last wide line. So we'll say, Lema mas nisin de lo ke Rabbi Yossi. What's the Rabbi Yossi? Rabbi Yossi le kaman be hamafkid, on Daf Lamed Zayin. Shnayim shevkidu etzel echa. Two people deposited money with the storekeeper. There were no banks at that time. The storekeepers were the escrow agents. They were the ones where you kept the money. Shnayim shevkidu etzel echa zem mana vezem asayim. I gave $100 to him. Menachem gave him $200. Ze omer masayim shali vezem omer masayim shali. So Menachem rightfully claims his $200 back, and I claim, no, you know what? I did the $200. I'm lying, but I want $200, so I'm going on claiming the $200. Because our Tanakama, so what do we do in this situation? The Tanakama says, no sin lezem mana vezem mana. We give each one definitely gets $100. So Menachem takes $100, and I take $100, and the rest, the Ashar Yemunach Hachay Yavo Elio, and the rest we leave until Elio and Nabi comes. We'll talk about that soon also. Amar Rav Yossi, Rav Yossi says, Im Kein Mahiv Seder Ramah. If that's the case, what did I lose? I just took a stab in the dark to try to get an extra $100. I'm still getting back my original $100. The only guy who's losing out is Menachem, who deposited $200, and now he's only getting $100. So what does he say? Im Kein Mahiv Seder Ramah, V'lama Yodeh, why would I want to admit it? Harei Kibel Eshelo, El HaKol Yemunach V'yasin HaRamah, V'hokinami Yemunach. Everything should be left until Eliyahu Navi comes, and we'll talk about it. What is Eliyahu Navi going to do? Eliyahu Navi is an Eid Echad. Well, he's going to determine what the story is. What is Eliyahu Navi going to do? That's what Rav Elchanan says. It's true. No, Rav Elchanan says that. Okay, we're saying now. Rav Elchanan in Bava Basra and Simon Tuf Ayin is in Tuf Ayin Mem or Tachaf Mem. He says that it's an inspired tshuva, and people are going to. So we'll get to that. So we have a sort of lunar moment with Yom Atzmut and Yom Hazikaron with that. So we say so too here, that everything should be left over. Why? So lema mas, let's read in the Gemara. Lema mas nisin de lo rek Rabbi Yossi. De I Rabbi Yossi, if it's Rabbi Yossi, ha amar im kein ma hifsin haramai. We don't want the Ramai to gain anything. El ha kol yemunach atche yavo elio. So too in our case, shnayim osin betalis, let's leave the entire talis so, and atche yavo elio, because we don't want the guy who doesn't belong to, who just went and grabbed it, to win out anything. He's going to get half. Why should he get anything? We want, what?
No,
because what you're doing here, No, but if the Ramai is not going to get anything, he's no point. So you know what? I admit it. Forget about it. I'm not getting anything anyway. There's no point for me to stand a lie. So I'll admit it, and then the other guy gets the whole thing. If the Ramai is getting back his portion, he doesn't lose anything, so he's not going to admit anything. So Gemara says, okay, fine. So it doesn't go like Rav Yossi. Elamai, it's going to go like the Rabbanon in that case. What did the Rabbanon say there? He split it 50-50. And the Shari Yemunach Adaliyo. Elamai Rabbanon. Came under Amir Rabbanon, the Hashari Yemunach Achi Yavo Aliyo. The Shar over there is the disputed amount. So what the Rabbanon is saying is the disputed amount stays until Aliyo and Navi comes. In our case, the entire thing is the disputed amount. So even according to the Rabbanon, the entire thing should be left Achi Yavo Aliyo. So right, the Hashari Yemunach Achi Yavo Aliyo, Hanami Kishar Dami. Our case, the entire talis is like the Manashlishi. This Sveikahi is a suffix. Who does it belong to? So it's the same thing as the Manashlishi, which is a suffix. The whole thing should be left until Aliyo and Navi comes. So, well, just a quick thing. Question though is, we say Yemunach Achi Yavo Aliyo. Where do we leave it? Where does it get left? Right. So the Shulchan Aruch brings that to Machlokas Rishonim. The Rambam says it's Munach Biyam Nifka. The Chenvani keeps it. He's an escrow agent. He keeps it up. He's got to make sure he's got appropriate indemnity and all that stuff. He's not liable for less for his gross negligence and all those things. Right? Munach Biyam Nifka. But the Mordechai and others say, no, you deposit it in Beis Din. You get a real escrow agent who's going to deposit it in Beis Din. I don't know what the shorish of that Machlokas is. But maybe the Mordechai says, because if you leave it in the hands of the Nifkad, right, in the hands of the Chenvani, someone's going to try to trick him to take the money out. He's not, but Beis Din won't get tricked. Beis Din won't get tricked. So we're going to answer. First, we're going to answer for the Rabbanon, and then we're going to try to answer Rabbi Yossi also. So hi, Mai, what are you talking about? Iyamar Mishnah Rabbanon. You can say that our Mishnah holds like Rabbanon because you can say that the Mishnah goes because Hasam, in the case of the Manashlishti, the Vaday Hai Man of the Chal Minayu, who one each person definitely has $100. And the third one definitely belongs to one of them. It definitely belongs to one of them. It only belongs to one and not the other. So in that case, Amir Rabbanon Yemunach Achi Yavo Aliyo. But Hacha, the Ikal Ameimer Tarvayhu, it's possible they both grab, again, we say this answer over and over again. It's possible, someone asked, if we know the case of Tarvayhu, so why is a very scholarly answer? Why do we keep repeating it over and over and over again? We know this case, we know that it's possible that both of them picked it up. We shouldn't have the questions. So I heard the Rabbi Elephant on the OU website, I forgot who he quoted, he said that it's possible that these Gemaras were not all written at the same time. They're just each one's learning its own thing, and then when it came down to put it together, maybe it's not so scholarly, maybe it makes sense. They put it together, and they weave them together, because thematically they're appropriate, but it doesn't mean that each time they were learning the base measures, they knew what the other answer was, because that's not what they were discussing. Well, Rabbi Rishon also says something about the scholarly type thing also. The text of the Gemara is not even Gemara. So, Hai Mai, Iyam Arpishon Rabbanon Hasam, Devadai Hai Manon Dechai Minayu, Amir Rabbanon Yimunuch Hachiyavu Eliyahu, but Hakan, the Kishnaim Oksim and Metalis, the Igla Meimer to Tarvayu, it's possible that they both did it, that they both picked it up at the same time, Amir Rabbanon and Palgi B'Shavua. In that case, you have to split with a Shavua, because it's possible that it belongs to both of them, as opposed to the Manashlishi, which definitely only belongs to one of them. But the question is, Ram Rav Yossi, Eliyam Rav Yossi, he, Hashta Uma, it's a Kavachomer. Uma Hasam over there by the Manashlishi, the Bavada Ika Manalamar, the Ika Manalamar, Amar Rav Yossi Emunach Achi Yavo Aliyahu. In that case, where each of them definitely have 100, yet we say the whole thing stays until Aliyahu. So Hacha, the Ika Lamar, the Chaminayahu. So in our case, where it's possible the entire thing belongs to one person, we should also say, Lo Kol Shekein, that we should leave it until Aliyahu now becomes. So Gemara says, no, afilu tema Rav Yossi. You can say that our Mishnah even goes according to Shita Rav Yossi, because Hasam Vadai Ika Ramai. In that case, there's a definite guy who's doing something inappropriate. He's definitely Ramai. But Hacha mi Yemar de Ika Ramai. Who says it's a Ramai? Emar Tarvayu Bahadadi Agbahu. They both picked it up at the same time. So it's not a Vadai Ramai. There we want to punish the Ramai. So we want to make sure that he admits. So that's why we leave it. But here, who says they're both, it's a Ramai? So we don't have that reason. So Gemara says, Inami Hasam Konisle Rabbi Yossi the Ramai. In that case, Rabbi Yossi is Kones to the Ramai. Kehecha de Lode. So he'll admit. But Hacha, Map Seda Isle de Lode. In our case, if a guy finds the talis and you leave it until Eliyahu and Navi comes, how is that going to inspire the Ramai to admit? He's not losing anything. Before he had nothing, and now he has nothing. At least over there he had 100, now he has nothing. So the Gemara says, wait, we have to remember that our Mishnah had two cases. Our Mishnah, the case of that, we explained the Mishnah being the case of where they found something, or also where they bought something. So Tenach, the Metziah, that you can say that it's that by Metziah, that if you leave it until Eliyahu Nabi comes, the Ramayah doesn't lose anything. But in Mekachu Memkar, Ma'ik Lememar, what are you going to do over there? In that case, where we said the case was that both of them gave money to the Mocher, and the Mocher didn't remember which one gave him first, or which one gave him Balkorcho, which one gave him willingly. So in that case, the entire thing should be Munach, because the Ramai will lose out the money that he gave to, the Ramai is the guy who gave it Balkorcho, so he'll lose out the money. So it can't be because of a knas. Ela machvartik v'shinim mimikara. Rather, it's like we said before, which is what? That by mona shlishi there's a vade ramai, and therefore by vade ramai we say yunit munachat shevo Eliyahu. But by the talis there's no vade ramai, because it's possible that they both gave him at the same time. Therefore, yachloku. So again, we asked, what is Eliyahu Nabi going to do? So Eliyahu maybe will inspire tshuva. So what is Eliyahu as opposed to Moshe? We say it all the time. Rambam says it all the time. So it says teku instead of meku. Why Elio? Why not Moshe? Tishbi Tarot said Moshe, because Elio was involved in this world. So you have to know, you have to be involved in this world in order to answer, and Alan to answer the Shilas. So where's the source? The source, the Eimabonim Smecha quotes Rav Levi Mardichev about that's Teku and not Meku, and he quotes our Gemara. Rav Teitel quotes the Gemara here of Munach Achi Yevo Elio. That's the source where he quotes it. Maybe that's possible Lubliner moment with the Yom HaTzmot and Yom HaZikaron. I don't know. I won't go so far as to saying that. So now the next piece of Gemara, from now until the two dots, the Ritva says it's not Gemara. The Ritva says on the side. You can look on the side. It has the Mishnah Rishonim. It says Kol Lashon Hazeh Atana Rabbi Chia Eino MeIkar HaGemara Elo MiLashon Rabbi Yehudai Gonzal Leviu Sifrei BeIkar HaGemara. This is a lot of interpolations of Yehuda Gaon. What? Okay, so he's a lot of interpolations of Yehuda Gaon into the Gemara in Bava Kama. He says, so that a lot of people aren't goristis, but Rashi was goristis. So Rashi's goristis, we're going to learn it. And even if it wasn't goristis, it's on the page, we're going to learn it. So Gemara now says, what about the case of Chenvani al Pinkaso? The case of Chenvani al Pinkaso goes like this. I tell the Chenvani, listen, I owe my workers, their wages for today, whatever it is, I go $100. You pay them the $100, and then I'll pay you back. And I'll pay you. You front the money for me, and then I'll pay you. So what happens is the Chenvani tells the Baal HaBayis, I paid them, therefore you owe me $100. And the workers say, we never got paid, therefore you owe us $100. So the din is, see over here. So, Bein the Rabbanan, Ubein the Rab Yossi. Both according to Rabbanan, who say that the Manash Lishi is Munach Acha Yavo Eliyahu, and according to Rab Yossi, who says the entire amount is left over until Eliyahu Navi comes. The Katani, when it comes to the Katani, Zen Nishba Benotel, but Zen Nishba Benotel. In that case, of the Chenvani and Pinkaso, so what happens is the Chenvani swears he paid, the Polim swear that they didn't get paid, and the Baal Bais has to pay both. Right? But there is a Vade Ramai. So that's the question. So he says, Gabi Chenvani Pekosu Ketani Zen Nishba Benotel Zen Nishba Benotel Maishna Delor Mina Nafki LeMamona Mi Baal HaBayis VeMunach Achiv Olio Dehav Vaday Ikar Amai. We just established that this Ikar Amai where you have Munach. According to Rabban, at least one portion of it is Munach. According to Rabbi Yossi, the whole thing is going to be Munach. Why, in the case of Chenvani Al Pinkaso, do we tell the Baal HaBayis we have to pay both? Let some of it, at least some of it, be Munach Achiv Olio Eliyahu. So the Gemara is going to answer basically is that you have to look at it as two separate cases. It's the Chenvani has a din with the Baal HaBayis, and the Polim have a din with the Baal HaBayis. The two of them don't have the Chenvani and the Polalim don't have a din with each other. So if he separate it like that, then he owes them both. So that's what the Gemara says. Amri Hasam, in that case, by the Chenvani al Pinkaso case, Hainu Taima, this is the reason, the Amr Le Chenvani la Baal HaBayis, the Chenvani says to the Baal HaBayis, Ana Shlichusa Didaka Abina. I did my Shlichus that you asked me. Ma'is Lagei B'Sacher. I have nothing to do with the Sacher. Even though he's swearing, I don't believe him with a shvua. He's not my baal din, right? You trusted them. Proof is, you didn't tell me to pay back with the witnesses. You trusted them that when they got the money, they'll be truthful. So therefore, you have a din with me. You pay me. I'll swear and you pay me. V'sachar nami, and the sachar also, the poel also says, Amar le baal habayis, ana avdi avida tadkabech. I did the work. Ma'is ligabi chenvani. What do I have to do with the chenvani? The Apagad Mishtabeli, even though he takes a shvua, lo heavenly. He's not Neman to me. I have nothing to do with him. He's not my Baldvarim. Hilkoth Tarvayu Mishtabi Bishakli. Therefore, both of them swear and they're shok and they take the money, mi Baal HaBayis. And they both take the money from the Baal HaBayis. So the Rishonim struggle with this because If you remember a few weeks ago from the sugya on Daf Kuf Yud Gimel in Bava Kama. So our Gemara says that both the Poalim and the Chadvani, they swear, and they're Nishma and Benokta from Balabayas. Now, it makes sense by the Poalim, because the Poalim did their, everyone knows the Poalim did their work, right? So it's a suffix of the Balabayas is similar to the, whether he paid it, is similar to the case of someone says, Manali b'yadchav, who omer eini yodea. I owe you, but I don't know if I paid you back. In that case, he's chayav to pay. That's the case of Bari Veshema, and we're chayav to pay. But the suffix of the Balabayas against the Chanvani is similar to the case where the Nitva says, eini yodea imnis chayavti. It's you owe me $100. I say, I don't even know if I ever owed you that money. In that case, the Gemara said, on that kuf you give him bavakama, that Bari Veshema la Bari Adif, and he's putter. So why in this case does the Chanvani get to swear and take the money? This is a case of the Bari Veshema and the case where it's putter. So why is the Balabayas chayav? So the Ramban, the Mahamas and Shvua says that really it's just, you're right, that's the case, that's the rule, but it's a special takana by the Chanvani that he should be no-tell with the Shvua, because otherwise we'll have a commerce problem. We're not going to be able to keep the wheels of the economy going. We need a stimulus package here to make sure that the Chanvani will do these things. So they were the ones, they were the banks. So we want to make sure that they do this, so therefore he's going to get his money. He won't lose his money in this situation. And that's how the Ritva says over there, it's brought down Shittim Kubetzes. But the Ksos in Simon Sadi Aleph, Sifkatan Aleph, brings down from the set, he quotes a Bala Mor and a Bala Trumos who bring from the name of Rav Yosef Ibn Plat. I don't know who that is. But Ksos always has the people who are the Gedolim from that time. We don't have to write their whole Svarim, but he quotes their Shitas. He says that not only is it a Bari Shema here, but there's also a Chazaka. The Chazaka is that the Chanvani did the Shlichus. So it's a Bari plus a Chazaka against the Shema. In that case, it will overrule it. It's not exactly the same case as Kuf Yud Gimel, and therefore he can be Nishbuk and Notel. Okay. Let's see. Fine. Let's go weiter. Okay, next. Tani Rabbi Chia. Now the Gemara's going to talk about, we have a concept, we know the case of Modem Mixos. I say you owe me 100, you say no, I owe you 50, you pay me back 50, and you swear that you don't owe me the other 50. What about if I say, you owe me 100, that's Modem Mixos. You owe me 100, and you say, no, I don't owe you anything, but I have Aiden, let's say you owe me 50. Is that also Modem Mixos? So that's what Rabbi Chia is. There are two Rabbi Chia's. There's Rabbi Chia today, and there's Rabbi Chia tomorrow. Big Rabbi Chia's. So Tani Rabbi Chia. Rabbi Chia taught us. Manli b'yadcha. I say, you owe me 100 zuz. You owe me $100. V'hala omer eilecha b'yadi klum. The other guy says, Nachum says, I don't owe you anything. Right? V'eidim eidim ososhiyesh lo chamishim zuz. But I have witnesses that say you owe me $50. No sein lo chamishim zuz. You have to pay me back $50. V'yishav v'hala shar. And you have to take a shvu that you don't owe anymore. Just it's the same din as Modem Mixos, Rabbi Chia seems to be saying here. Why? The reason is because if you did it by yourself, hodos piv, you would have to pay back 50 and swear on the other 50. We don't want that to be more stringent than hodos edim kavachomer. We're going to spend all of Amud Beis figuring out what that kavachomer is. And Rav Chia adds, it's based on our Mishnah. Vitzonatuna, it's based on our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, what? Shnaim oksim betalas zeh omerim mitzasiyah zeh omerim mitzasiyah. Right? Each one swears he doesn't have paschas mitzasiyah. But Hahacha, our Mishnah's case, is cave on the toughest, since each one of them is toe-faced, is grabbing on to a portion of the talus, it's Anan Sahadi, the mighty toughest, Haidi Dehu, mighty toughest, Haidi Dehu. We, Anan Sahadi, says, if we are witnesses, so there are witnesses, that he's holding his portion, that what he's grabbing belongs to him. Right? Vikatoni Yeshava. And here, nevertheless, you swear. I'm not exactly sure how it works exactly, but the point being is that the Anan Sahadi is like Edim that are testifying that half of the talus is his. So the Edim are testifying that you sort of owe him half. Because half of it is his. So therefore, based on the fact that he's holding it. We say that.
So the fact
that he's holding half, it says that the other half is the fact that they're both holding a half. So it's the fact that I'm holding half, Anan Sahadi, that half is yours. So the other guy is claiming the whole thing, Anan Sahadi, that he only owes you 50. And then he still has to swear. See, that's how I think how it works. Right? Right. The Ritva says that since each one is grabbing half of it, that's as if we have Edom that half belongs to him. So when the other guy claims the whole thing, we have, it's as if he says the whole thing's mine, and we have Edom, let's say only half of it's yours. Right. Well, Anan Sahadi means they're Edom. It's the same. It's constructive Edom. Same thing. It has the same halacha of Edom. Anasadi is the same. But if you say Anasadi, it works. On its Adi, you know, rest, we, you know, right? It's on its Adi, it works. Same, it's the same din. It doesn't have the same din as Eidus, but it has the same outcome. But on its Adi. Okay. All right. There's a whole talmud about how this works, though. But you're right. It's the proof is in the pudding, right?
Right.
No, but that the Gemara is making the comparison. The Gemara is comparing it. Anas Sahadi equals the same, since it has the same outcome, and yet it's still to make a shvuah. So you see, it's the same. It would be the same din if Adam. If I say I owe you 100, you say nothing, and Adam come, they owe 50. You have to make the shvuah for the other 50. So the Gemara says, okay, now let's figure out what this kavachomer is. So my shalotiyah does piv dolam does Adam kavachomer. So the Gemara says, the Gemara answers shalot tomar. You shouldn't say that specifically by hodos piv. Who derami rachmanu shvuah alei kidderaba? You shouldn't say that only if he admits to 50 himself is where there's a shvuah modem mixus, like Rabba said. The Amar Rabba said, mipnei ma amar Torah modem mixus atayni shava. Rabba asks, why does the Torah tell you that a modem mixus atayni has to swear? What is that? What's that question? Mipnei ma amar. So Tosos asks, Rashi says, mipnei amar Torah v'lo chashivu kemeshiv aveda lipachul shalok kafar kulo. Your Hav Mina would have been that a Modem Mixer shouldn't have to say, swear at all, because he's just like a Mot, Meshav Aveda. If I, you say you lost a wallet full of $100, I say, oh, here's your wallet, it's $50. I say, wait a second, where's my other 50? I say, listen, I found it, here it is. I don't have to swear, because I'll never return it otherwise. Maybe I took it, maybe I didn't, but I don't have to swear. So you would have thought that Modem Mixer the same thing. You say, I owe you $100. I say, you know what? I owe you 50. Because you would have not ever gotten anything. You didn't have any aid, you have nothing. So I'm like being Meshav Aveda, the 50. I shouldn't have to swear. So therefore, Rabba says, Bipnei Ma'amar Torah, Mo, the Mishatana Yeshava. He says, Chazaka ain't other maze part of Bipnei Balchovo. It's a Chazaka that a person is not going to be maze, his face is not going to be so brazen in front of somebody who lent him money. And this guy really wanted to be Koper the whole thing. And the reason why he wasn't Koper the whole thing, Mishum, the ain't other maze part of. We'll do it again. So the Rashi says that the reason is because the question is it should be similar to Meshav Aveda. Tosel says no. The reason what the question is why is Modu Mixes Chayev? He has a Migo. What's the Migo? Tosel's Bitnei Amar Torah. Perish Yenemam Bimigo. He has a Migo. The E boy Kofer Hako. Believe me when I say I own you 50, because Migo I could have been Kofer the whole thing and been part there. So therefore, I only owe you 50, and don't make me swear on the other 50, because I had a better taina. Rav Chana explains, what's Migo? Migo is either a dimmi ne'emano, so you have, kol chataina. I could have made that claim. So believe me. So Tosel says, Paris, ye ne'ema b'migo, di iboi kofer, kol ol ne'ef mihacha, di lo ne'ema migo ba'alma. Maybe you can just answer, say that you don't say any Migo at all. Tosel says, no, m'san de'en zon Migo, de'en other meiz pun a lichmor, kol ho v'chavei v'makim v'shikwis. It's a Migo de ha'aza. Says here, it's amigo de ha'aza. Amigo de ha'aza doesn't work, which is a big problem because in Bava Basra, by the case of Hani Izi, we see amigo de ha'aza la'afturei mimamon does work. So we show to make a chiluk that amigo de ha'aza doesn't work against the shvua, but it does work to be pati yourself for mamon. You have to give a hesber. What's the difference between mamon and shvua? Okay, so that's the case. So let's just read the Gemaras again. So it says shelo tomer does piv rami rachmana shvua lei kederaba. The Amar Rav Bnei Amar Torah Modem Mixes Tani Yeshava. Why is the Modem Mixes have to swear? Right? Chazaka ain't other maze part of the Bnei Balchova. We have a Chazaka that really this guy wanted to say that he didn't owe him anything, right? Because he lent him money. He did a tova for him. He lent him money. V'hai b'kuli boy de nichrei. But he really wanted to be kofer the whole thing. V'had lo kafrei. And the reason why he couldn't be kofer is mishum de ain't other maze part of. Because he couldn't be maze part of. That's why it's not Meshav Veda. And that's why Tosos. It's amigo de ha'aza. So what happened here? So the Gemara says, so according to Rashi, if that's the case, that we're choshed, that he really owes him the whole thing, and just that he can't be meiz, then he's choshed on mamona. So why do we believe him to take the shvua? So v'hai kuloi boi lo dilo today. He really wanted to admit everything. He's really a good guy, according to Rashi. V'had lo ode, and the reason why he wasn't ode, I ishtamute hu dekamishtamit mine. He doesn't have the money yet, so he wants more time. He wants more time to pay the money, to get the money. V'savra ad habili zuzi uparanale. So therefore, when I get the money, I'll pay him back. So it's not that he's chashud, according to Rashi. It's not that he's chashud, he's not a bad guy. He's a good guy. He's just delaying payment until he can amass the sufficient amount of funds. Baba, Amar Rachmana Rami Shvu Alei. So the Torah put a shvu on him, ki hecha delod lebekulei. So he'll be molded to the whole thing. So, according to this, Rashi seems to be saying that the reason why, just because he's chashed on the mammon, he's not chashed on the shvuah, is because he's really a good guy. He's not trying to do something bad, so why does the Torah put a shvuah on it? So let him wait till he gets the money and he'll pay back. So the Ramban says that, because if that's the case, if he walked into Beis Din, he walked into Beis Din with the mindset, you know what, I'm going to just deny half of it, and I'm going to get out of it, and when I get the money, I'll pay the rest. But if he walks into the basin, and the basin says, okay, we believe you, you only own half, now he says, wait a second, now I'm free, I don't have to pay anymore. He's going to change his mindset. It's like, you make a donation, you say, I paid $180, and then you get a bill that says, oh, you only own 90, yeah, you're going to pay the 90, because if you see that basin is letting you off with a lesser amount, you're going to take that lesser amount. So the Ramban says, that's why you still have to make the Shavua, because if we didn't force the Shavua in that situation, you would walk away thinking that you don't have to pay the higher amount. Okay. Okay, so we mentioned the Migel after Shavua. Okay, so the Rimi Gash learns like Rashi. Tosfos said over here that really, this is a migo de ha'aza. But if it wasn't a migo de ha'aza, if it wasn't a brazen migo, you would say that migo can pater you from shua. But the Rimi Gash and Rashi learn a different way, the other way. They hold. Yeah, it's not indication of the shear. It's indication of the time. They hold that migo de ha'aza would never, that migo to pater, take you away from a shua would never work. So the machlokes we've shown him whether migo can pater you from shua, which migo works against the shua or not. So there's not time, but there's a lot. The Stifler and Bava Basra and Simon Kuf Dalid discusses what's the difference. What would be the shorish machlokes? We just don't have time for anything on today's daf. So the Gemara says, okay. So that's the case. So we want to say that just like modim amixas, just like Rabbi said, by modim amixas, if a hodas piv, you pay 50 and you have to swear. Kavachomer by hodas edim, if the edim say that you owe the 50, you have to do it. So what's the kavachomer? So we said aval hodas. So the Gemara says that's all by modim amixas. Aval hodas edim the lekla memer hachi. All these rules of ha'aza, and he wants to take more time to pay, that doesn't apply by case by edim. So emolo, we would think that you don't have to make a shuah modu b'mixas. Because the whole reason why you make the shuah modu b'mixas is because this whole thing that the Gemara just said, it doesn't apply to edim. So kamash malan, so therefore B'chir comes to tell us, the kavachomer, that kavachomer to edim, if edim say that you owe the 50, you also have to make the shuah. So the Gemara says, my kavachomer. What's the kavachomer? Let's explain the kavachomer. So first the Gemara says, Uma piv, his own mouth, she'ein mechayev mamon. From his own mouth, he can't be mechayev mamon. Nevertheless, mechayev shvua. If he admits it, he's mechayev shvua. Edim she'mechayev oso mamon, but edim that are mechayev mamon, ain't no din she'mechayev oso shvua. Of course, now, if edim can be mechayev mamon, he should also be mechayev shvua. So Gemara asks right away, what do you mean that his piv is not mechayev mamon? We know the concept of does baldin kamei edim, don't we? So Gemara says, the piv ain't mechayev mamon. How is this a kavachomer? Piv is not mechayev mamon. Vahaha dos baldin kamei edim dami. Now dos baldin is equal to 100 witnesses, and it's not that it's equal; it's even more than 100 witnesses. If 100 witnesses say I don't owe, and I say I do owe, I owe. I trump. So machlokus what that means is the hodos baldin kamei edim. The Sosin Simon Lamadal brings down two ways of learning it. Is it neamonos? Is it as a neamonos? He's believed, or is it a hischaivus? That he really doesn't owe it, but it's his chayvus. That's the yeshivish language. Is it neamonos or is it his chayvus? That's the about hodos baldin kamei edim dami. So the Gemara says, okay, you're right. That's not the kavachomer. The kavachomer is this way. Uma piv, his piv, she'ein nechayvu knas. If I'm modeh b'knas, I'm putter. Nevertheless, if I'm modeh by the mixas mechayvu shvua, so edim she'mechayvin oso knas. So then edim that I'm mechayvin a knas. If edim testified that I owe knas money, I have to pay. Ein odin she'mechayvu oso shvua. Kavachomer should be mechayvin shvua in our case. So that seems to be the kavachomer. The Gemara says, wait a second, you know what? It's not kavachomer because I'm going to find cases where the piv is more chomer than the edim. And therefore, it's not a kavachomer because the piv is more chomer. So what's those cases? Malipiv. Let's say, malipiv shekei mechaibo karbon, tomar be'edim shekei mechaibin oso karbon. What's the case? If a person, let's see Rashi. Piv mechayva korban. The ksiv his vada asher chet vehevi. Right, that's the pasuk. Edim ein mechayven oso korban. Im machishin oso. The ksiv hoda elav veloshe yodiu achirim. Meaning, according to the way Rosh Hashanah say, if the edim say you ate the chalif, And he says, no, it was Shuman. He doesn't bring a korban. Just because they're two witnesses. But if he himself, that's what it says. If a person is modeh, that he was over an avera, that he's chayev a korban, so he has to bring the korban. And even if Adam testified that he didn't violate this avera, according to Rashi, according to Tosos, I say I have to bring a korban. Adam say I don't bring a korban. According to Tosos, as Tosos says, he still has to bring the korban. Even though there's a suffix here, chulin shebazara. Adam say I don't have to bring a korban. But he says I do, he has to bring a korban. Right? Therefore, his hodas piv is bigger, is stronger, because Tomer be'edim, their edus is kal. Because if Adam testified that you were over an avera, they had to bring a korban. And he says, no, that I didn't eat chaylov. He's not mechayev to bring a korban. So you see that his piv is stronger. According to Tosfos, the way of learning the Gemara, his piv is stronger. If he, however he contradicts the Adam, we go by. If he contradicts the Adam and says, I didn't eat it, he doesn't bring a korban. If he contradicts the Adam and says, I did eat it, he does bring a korban. Malipiv shekain mechayev a korban. Tomer be'edim peir shekain mechayev a korban. Afilu ha'edim achishin oso va'omrim lav chelav havei el shuman. Even that case, he brings in. The Ramban argues on Tosfos. The Ramban says that can't be the din. The Ramban says if two edim say you didn't eat, you're not chayev a korban, and you say you are, that the you're gonna bring the korban. There's a suffix deraisa of chulin shebazara. Edim say you don't have to bring a korban. I'm gonna bring this animal to the base of Middash. It may be chulin. So the Ramban, so you have to understand how. You know, is there any question? Okay, so let's explain what the machlokes between Ramban and Tosfos is. So you see here though now that the case of piv is stronger than the case of edim. So the Gemara says, Halo Kasha, Rabbi Chiya Krav Meir Svirle. Rabbi Chiya holds like Rav Meir, the Amar edim mechayev and also karbon, mikava chomer. The edim are mechayev you a karbon. In this case, he argues, if edim say you did violate it and you say you didn't, no, the edim are mechayev you a karbon, mikava chomer. We'll see what that kava chomer is. This not. Because we learned in the Mishnah, famous Mishnah increases. Mishnah increases, daf yud aleph of a base. Make it famous now. Amr lo shnayim achalta chalev. Two witnesses tell me I ate chalev. Vuhu omer lo achalti. I didn't eat it. So therefore, I'm not chayev the karbon. Rabbi Meir mechayev. Rav Meir is mechayev him to bring a korban. The chachamim potrin. The chachamim apater him. He doesn't bring a korban. Amar Rav Meir. Rav Meir says, "Im heviu shnayim lei misa chamura." If two people say you killed him, and he says I didn't kill him, they can have him put to death because their testimony is sufficient to put him to death. Lo yaviu de korban akal. Can they not? Don't we believe their testimony in order for him to force him to bring a korban? So Gemara says, "Amru lo." Chachamim say back to Rabbi Meir, "Ma im yir chalom and mezer yisi yipater." No. In other words, the guy saying. The guy, why is the guy lying? The guy, they say you have to bring the korban. You ate chalef, and the guy says, no, I didn't eat chalef. If he really wanted to get out of the korban, he could have just said, you know what, I did it, but I'm amazing. So therefore, believe him that he didn't eat it. That's weird. So therefore, they don't have to. So you see from here. Okay, so now you see from here that Rav Meir, that Rav Chiya holds like Rav Meir, and therefore Edom are stronger than the Piv. So the Gemara says, Ela Mala Piv came Mechayev Asham, but Hodas Piv can be Mechayev and Asham. Asham Hayu Karbon. An Asham is a Karbon. So just like Rav Chiya held like Rav Meir, by Karbon he holds him like by Asham, that Edom can be Mechayev you and Asham as well. So Ella Malipiv Shekame Chaiva Chomish. Let's say a person's kofer b'mamon that was nipped, like we had this whole past couple of weeks. Someone puts money by him, and he says that I don't owe it, and he swears it was nishbal shaker. He has to pay a chomish as well. So you see that the piv is mechayev chomish, the piv is mechayev, it has the koach to be chayev chomish. So the Gemara says, "Halo kasha, that's not a kasha." Rav Chiya, Rav Meir, Svirulei, ki hechdi mechayev lekorban mikava chomer, mechayev chomesh mikava chomer. Just like Eidim can mechayev yokorban, so to Eidim can mechayev yochomesh. So you see from here that according to Rav Meir, we have a case. According to Rav Chiya, who holds like Rav Meir, you see that there's no question here because they see that Eidim are stronger. So you still have a kava chomer. According to Rav Chiya, you still have the kava chomer. Just a quick thing. We said before that the chachamim said that ma imir tzalom and mezid hayisi. He could have said I was a mezid, and therefore what? What about the concept? We're going to believe him. He says mezid. What about the concept of ain other mezid matzma rasha? Gemara Sanhedrin says a guy walks up and says ploni ravani lertoni. We don't believe him because ain other mezid matzma rasha. But here's he's saying over here. Had he wanted to get out of the carbon, he could have said, Mezid Ayisi, I ate Chalev. Tosos asked a question. Labadam la imyut salomer mezin ayisi. He says in Tomar, last two lines of the Tosos. Im Tomar heyach neman lomer mezin ayisi. Ha ein other mezim atzma rasha kud amar perakam the Sanhedrin gabi ploni ravani l'ritzoni. So he says Tosos is an interesting question. The answer says yesh lomar de ein neman lifsol atzmo. Right, you're not neman to pasul yourself. Aval hacha osa tshuva the inner rotz lavin chulin lazara. Here he was admitting it because he's doing tshuva. He doesn't want to bring Chulin Lazara. He's doing tshuva, therefore, you believe him in that case. So Rav Chanan, in the Kovetz Ha'aretz, in Siman Chav Beis, he says that this is a machlokas between Tosos and. Because, on Daf Chav Hei, Tosos, in Yevamos, Tosos brings down that it says, Ein Adam Eitzim Atzim Rasha, Tavim Mishum Du Korov. Because he's a Korov. So that's Shayach only by case of Eidos. Now we only say ein other mesim, according to that Tosas in Yevamos, you only say ein other mesim atzmo rasha if we're talking about a case of eidos. Ploni ravani l'ritzoni is a case of eidos. In our case over here, to bring a karbon, you don't need eidos. I admit, I to bring a karbon, I'm mechal Shabbos, I bring a karbon. So in that case, we don't say the concept of ein other mesim atzmo rasha. That's what our Tosas says over here. But Tosas over there says that it had only by eidos. By us, it had not been for the case of tshuva, for the issue of tshuva, you would have said the problem of ein adam meisim atzmo rasha. The Kovetz Ha'aretz asks, he has a problem though, because we say the din of ein adam meisim atzmo rasha, there's a preface to it. It says, adam karav eitzel atzmo, vein adam meisim atzmo rasha. Mashmat the Tosas in Yevamos, which talks about the whole issue, it's an issue of eidus. So based on, we gotta go weiter. Ella, so now we're gonna try to figure out what the, we still have this Kavah Chomer. We said we can be poreich the Kavah Chomer this way. Ella malipiv shekein eno bak chashav hazama. If a person says, you lent me money on so-and-so date, and two witnesses come and say, you know what, he didn't lend you money. We were there, he didn't lend you money. Or how can you say he lent you money on such and such date? On such and such date, you were with us in Chicago. So, in a regular, by if I'm the person who's admitting to it, there's no din of chashav hazama. I owe the money. So Hodo's piv is much stronger than Adas. Because if Adam say you owe him money because we were there and we saw you borrow him the money on such and such date, and the other Adam say no, it's Hakasha, or other Adam are mazim, then they become Adi Hazama. So you see here that the Hodo's piv is much stronger. It's much stronger. Ella Mali Piv Shekane Aina Bachashav Hazama, Tomer the Adam Sheyeshna Bachashav Hazama. So you see that piv is stronger than Adas, and therefore we don't have the Kavah Chomer. So tomorrow we're going to try to go and explain the Kavah Chomer in a different situation. Just for 1 minute, it's an interesting tshuva that I saw in the back over here. Tshuva was brought down from the Maharil in Simon Kuf Pei Aleph. He got a letter from a woman who said that when her husband was away on a business trip, she wasn't faithful. She wasn't faithful. Turns out that the woman was still married at the time, but she didn't want anyone to know. Maharil's apparently the Maharil paskin that she's not usher to her baila and she's not ne'er menace because ain't other mesim atzmo rasha. She's not ne'er menace, and but we have the din in the darim and outside the days that a woman who says that to her husband she's zintzav a tamei anilach, she's not believed. But there are also the question comes up with the shochet. The shochet on his deathbed says everything that I shechted was treif. Does everyone have to fix the kalim or not? All these cases of whether you believe a person of a person's neman to make to that he did something wrong. Okay, we'll stop here. Have a good day.